Sanchez.
Let's give a big hand to Brother Eng over here in the music ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Tell the person beside you, hello, beautiful. Before we pray, I'd like to tell you a story. I received an email yesterday, and the email went this way. Brother Bo, I'm now born again. I was a Catholic for so long and for so many years. Ilang taon, Katoliko ako, then pumunta ako sa ibang bansa. Dun sa ibang bansa, I still attended the Catholic Church, you know, go in, go out, go in, go out. And then, I was invited by a friend to a born-again church. And in a born-again church, when I entered, lo and behold, people loved me. People greeted me. People smiled at me. People talked to me. People shook my hand. And she said, and the person was saying, you know, in all my life as a Catholic, ni minsan hindi ako binate sa isang Catholic Church. Pagpasok ko sa Catholic Church, wala. Paglabas ko, ganun rin. Walang bumabate. Yung katabi ko, hindi man ako tinitingnan. Pag peace be with you, ayan, binabati yung sapatos ko. I mean, don't you notice? Pero ibahin natin sa feast. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I was thinking to myself, gosh, it's true. It's so true. Sometimes our parish churches, we are so distant and aloof from each other. And brothers and sisters, what we want to do, and I want to write that person who wrote to me an email, kaya ng Katoliko yan. Pumunta ka sa feast. Amen?
Amen.
Kaya sa oras na ito, maghanap ka ng tatlong tao na hindi mo kilala. Lapitan mo, kamayan mo, shake his hand, shake her hand, and say, hi, my name is, you know, Cleopatra. And just share, you know, your vital statistics. And I mean, go around and look for three people you don't know and give them the warm welcome of Jesus Christ. Come on, go around. Now, does everybody feel welcome? Amen. Hallelujah. Meron pang sinabi yung nag-email. Sinabi niya, alam niyo, sa born-again church na to, it was so incredible because the persons around me, they didn't know me, but they just helped me. You know, I was new in that country and they said, you know, we'd like to help you get a job. We'd like to help you look for a house to stay. It was incredible. It was family. It was Jesus. It was love. And I asked myself that question, my gosh, did this happen in an ordinary Catholic church? But again, ibahin natin sa feast. Amen?
Amen.
Tanungin mo yung katabi mo. Anong problema mo? Tanungin mo siya, may utang ka ba? Sabihin mo, tutulungan kitang ipagdasal. We're gonna talk about failure because all of us have failed, and brothers and sisters, this is where we're gonna practice community. Anyway, we're gonna read the Word of God together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Get your bulletins, read Acts chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. Are you there? Let's read together. Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt. But God was with him, and rescued him from all his troubles. He gave Joseph wisdom, and enabled him to gain the goodwill of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he made him ruler over Egypt and all his palace. sisters and brothers, the word of the Lord. Put your hand over your chest. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, on this day, you are here and you will bless me. You are here and you will touch me. You are here and you will change my life. I have come to recharge my spirit. I have come to be cleansed by the power of your word. I have come to be healed by your love. And I receive, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a big hand, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Amen. Let's be seated. Tell the person beside you, God will speak to you today. By the way, I'd like to let those who just finished our Esther retreat to stand up. I'd like to recognize them. And all of us, let's give them a big hand. Esther retreat. Graduates, please stand up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. Wonderful. All right. Are you ready? Everybody say, I'm ready. Everybody say, preach it, Bo. Louder, please. That's not too loud. One more time. Okay. I said, preach it. Preach it, Bo. All right. Talk number eight. Talk number eight of our series on how to win big. Fail forward. Say it with me. One more time. Fail forward. Brothers and sisters, there are two kinds of failures. We think there's only one. No, there are two. The first failure is what you call failing backward. And many people do that. When they fail, they go backward. I'm going to introduce to you a new concept. Fail forward. When you fail, you go forward. In fact, you cannot go forward if you do not fail. We're going to talk about failing forward. How many of you have failed in your life? Raise your hand. How many of you have failed in school? Raise your hand. How many of you failed in your job? Raise your hand. How many of you have failed in your love life? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Lahat ng fail sa love life, taas ng kamay? Okay. Yung katabi na nagtaas ng kamay, sabihin sa kanya, tutulungan kita. You know, we've failed. We're a people that fail every day. We fail in our life. But that's okay because there's such a thing as failing forward. You know, we read the verse from Acts chapter 7, verse 8 to 9, and 9 to 10, I'm sorry. And it says there, because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt. But, hallelujah, let's read again that verse. Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt, but God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. I thank God for that big but. Amen? And I hope that you've got a big but. We have that first verse, you know. And this is the problem of Joseph. And this is how he failed. And you know, his brothers, they sold him to Egypt. But! Hallelujah for buts. Thanks be to God. All of us have failed, but there's this big but where God comes in and rescues us and delivers us. And here it is. Here it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's funny because there's this one verse talking about the failure of Joseph, and that's kind of like what we do. Pag tumitingin tayo sa isang successful na tao, tinitingnan lang natin yung finished product. Pakisabi nga, finished product. Hindi natin nakikita yung ilang beses siyang lumagpak, pumalpak, naloko. We don't look at that. We look at the finished product. But you see, brothers and sisters, behind every successful person are all the trials and all the pain and all the failure he went through. But this is what's happening. The first verse, trials, failure, and then so on. But God comes in, rescues, and he becomes successful. Let's look at the biography of Joseph. It wasn't as easy as that. Number one, Joseph is hated by his own brothers. Tama? You remember the story of Joseph? You know, there's even a play called Joseph the Dreamer. Beautiful play. And there, Joseph is hated by his own brothers. Ilan sa inyo nakaranas na ng ganito? You were hated by people na dapat kaibigan mo, dapat people you work with, and if you were hated by them, raise your hand. It's not good, right? It's not a good feeling. You are hated by people. Number two, Joseph is sold as a slave to Egypt. Ilan sa inyo nabenta na bilang slave sa Egypt? Hindi pa. Pero ilan sa inyo naloko na, dinenggoy na, nadaya na, taas ng kamay. It's not good. It's terrible. It's that you feel like a failure because you lost. Alam mo, maski 50 pesos lang ang dinaya sa'yo, sasabihin mo, hindi sa pera yan eh. Because kaibigan ko yun. Kaibigan na kaibigan, dinaya ako. You know, it is painful and it is a failure. But that's what happened to Joseph. Number three, he was falsely accused. How many of you have been falsely accused before? You didn't do anything wrong and they accused you of something. You know, here was Joseph. He was a servant of Potiphar. He was the mayordomo of Potiphar, the Egyptian. And as he was serving, he was really a good guy. And then he was also good looking, you know. And then Mrs. Potiphar was there. I don't know her name. Let's just call her Mrs. Potiphar. And Mrs. Potiphar said, "Hi, Joseph. How are you? Oh, yes, you're so wonderful. Joseph, can you give me a shoulder massage, please? That's an order. Thank you. You know, Joseph, I'm so lonely. Potiphar leaves me here at home as he goes his business. Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, Joseph, I'm so lonely. Oh, you've got beautiful hands, Joseph. Joseph, lower, please. Joseph, you know what? I'm really so lonely. Are you lonely? I'm lonely. Oh, lower, please, Joseph. Lower back. Thank you. Joseph, I love you." Now, here was Joseph. He was in a predicament. He was serving this woman. He was serving this family. He was the mayordomo. He was the servant, you know, over the other servants. And then temptation comes. And what does Joseph do? He was a righteous man, a man of integrity. He says, "Mrs. Potiphar, excuse me, I have to do the dishes in the kitchen." "Joseph, are you rejecting me? No one rejects me and lives. I'm sorry, Mrs. Potiphar, I have to, you know, cook lunch." "Joseph, will you reject me?" And Joseph, you know, runs away. But before running away, Potiphar was able to grab his coat and screams, "Rape!" And he was falsely accused. And number four, he lost his job and he's thrown into prison. Now, brothers and sisters, how many of you have ever felt that? You've been thrown into a quote-unquote prison. Your problem was like a prison. You were trapped. You have no way out. Maybe it was a loan. Maybe it was a huge difficulty you were in and you felt that there was no way out. That's what Joseph felt. Joseph went from one failure to another failure to another failure. And then number five, Joseph felt like he was forgotten in prison. For many years, he was in prison. And there are times we feel that God has forgotten us. Have you ever felt that way? You're praying and praying, praying, praying and praying for something and God doesn't seem to answer. And so you sing, "Natutulog ba ang Diyos?" You know, you cry out, "Nasaan ba ang Panginoon? Where is God?" Do you feel that sometimes? I do sometimes. There were times in my life when I felt I have been forgotten. And yet number six says, Joseph becomes second to Pharaoh. That's true. Suddenly, he was raised up to take care of Egypt. But before number six came, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were failures. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Okay. Tell the person beside you, it's okay to fail. Here's the one big difference between winners and losers. Do you want to be a winner? Everybody say, "I want to be a winner." Well, there's one big difference between a winner and a loser. There's only one. What's that one thing? It's not your wealth. No, it's not your family lineage. It's not your family name. It's not your connections. It's not all of these things. It's not how you look. I mean, I know that I've got some looks, but it's not that. Sinasabi nila may itsura daw ako. Hindi ko alam anong klaseng itsura. Basta meron. But the only difference between a winner and a loser is how you respond to failure. That's it. That's it. What's the big difference between a loser and a winner? How you respond to failure. That's it. You've got failures. Everybody does. How do you respond to it? William Gladstone, "No man ever became great or good except through many and great mistakes." Amen? Robert Kennedy, "Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly." Everybody say, "Fail greatly." Our problem, we're not trained to fail. That's our problem. We're trained in school to avoid failure. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you take exams, and so what does the teacher say? Uy, may mistake ka dito. Uy, bokya ka dito. Ito, 72 grade mo. Ay, hindi mo nakuha to. You know when school does that to you, they give you a label. When I was in grade 2, I started failing in math and Filipino. And sisters and brothers, I was given a grade 72. That was my grade. And since I was grade 2, I remember it was a label. Grades are labels, and labels are powerful. And so, can you just imagine, I was a grade student, and I received that label, 72. And so, for the rest of my life, I looked at myself, the rest of my academic life, I looked at myself as someone who was no good. Who are you? I'm the 72% student. I'm the person who doesn't do well in school. And that's the problem with schools. I'm sorry, but we need to change that. We need to teachers and principals, we need to change how we train our students. We train them to avoid mistakes. I'm going to give you a list. Here it is. In school, you're taught to avoid mistakes. In real life, you must. Everybody say must. In real life, you must make mistakes in order to succeed. This is what I want to happen in schools. Okay? What I want to happen in schools is that there will be no tests. There should be no tests. There are some students here saying, yay. You know? But in Sweden has the best educational system in the world. They have been able to defeat all other kinds of standardization tests from all over, whether it be Japan or Korea or the US or any other country. Swedish educational system has been the best. Performance wise, in Sweden educational system, they don't give tests. They don't. Ay, walang, ano gagawin nila? Ganito lang. Ito ganito nangyayari sa school. Answer this test. Pag in-answer ng estudyante, what does the teacher do? Check, mali. Bokya. What should be done? Student, answer these exercises. Finished? Okay. Check. Anak, may mali dito. Try it again. I'll teach you how. Ganito, ha? Okay, try it again. Mali pa rin. Subukan mo ulit. Ito. Nakalimutan mo yan. One more time. Tama. Check. Ito. Mali na naman yan. Okay. Check. Anong score? 100. Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't label kids bobo. You just help them. Help them find out the answer. And that's our problem. But we're not talking about school now, right? I'm just talking about life in general. That in school, you're punished when you fail. In real life, you're rewarded with success when you fail and fail and fail and fail and fail and never give up. In school, you're trained to be good employees. In real life, you need to have an entrepreneur's mindset to be the best employee. In school, you're trained to stay in line. In real life, you need to constantly get out of your comfort zone. In school, the most important document is your report card. But try bringing your report card in the bank. Pahiram ng pera. Try that. In real life, no. Your financial statement is... Herbert V. Brocknow says, the fellow who never makes mistakes takes his orders from one who does. Believe me. It's the one who's willing to make mistakes. These are the guys who will be on top. Survey. This is very true. Very real. The average successful entrepreneur is 3.8 business failures before they actually succeed. Did you get that? Did you read that? Do you understand that? If you want to be successful, you've got to learn to fail. Key number one, prepare for failure. Say that. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40, remember this whole series is about David. And then David took his staff in hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag or wallet. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near Goliath, the Philistine. Brothers and sisters, tell me, how many stones did David get from the brook? Shout it out.
Five.
One more time.
Five.
He did not get one? No, he got what?
Five.
Was David a servant of God? Was David someone who he knew for certain he was called by God to defeat Goliath? Yes. Did he believe that he was anointed by God to defeat this giant? Yes. And yet, why, tell me, did he get 5 stones? If he was totally sure that God wanted him to defeat Goliath. Are you getting what I'm saying? He chose 5 because he knew he might miss. And he might miss 4 times. You got what I'm saying? Meaning to say, there's a problem with Christians. There's some problem with you and I who say, close ako kay Lord eh. Close. Kaya hindi ako magkakamali. Mag-apply ako sa trabaho, isa lang. Kasi pinagdasal ko yan eh. Lord, what company will I apply? 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 2 ba, Lord? Thank you. I'll cut the Bible, Lord. Mm-hmm. Page 2. Tama. Okay. Lord, isa, Lord. I believe. And then they get so frustrated when they don't get accepted by that one thing. But you've got to get 5 stones. Amen? Meaning to say, you've got to be ready for failure. Tell the person beside you, be prepared for failure. Mga nanay at mga tatay, taas na nga ng kamay. Ito, you know about this so well already. Because parents, didn't you notice that nung isa pa lang anak mo, you were not ready for failure? But then as dumami na yung mga anak mo, as the kids grow up, as you've got more kids, you realize that failure is a part of life. Alam mo, nung isa pa lang anak mo, pag may sipon ang anak mo, ambulansya! Pero pag 5 na anak mo, tapos yung 5 lumapit sa iyo, Mami, nakalunok ako ng piso! Nakalunok ako ng piso! Anong sagot ni Mami? Anak, babawasan ko yan sa allowance mo bukas. Wala nang panic. Part of life. Yung ganyan. Nasanay na tayo. Sabihin mo sa kanya, masanay ka na sa failure. Bahagi ng buhay. J.M. Barrie, we are all failures. At least the best of us are. Take key number 2, take responsibility when failure happens. Read that, please. Sir Josiah Stamp, it is easy to dodge our responsibilities, but we cannot dodge the consequences of our responsibilities. Unless you take responsibility, you won't take action. There were 2 old ladies in a car. You know, 2 old small ladies in a big car. Si Letty at si Betty. Si Letty nagda-drive, si Betty pasahero. Tapos si Betty, nag-enjoy lang, pasahero siya. Tapos biglang nakita niya, parang lumagpas sila sa red light. Sinabi niya sa sarili niya, baka I'm seeing things lang, malabo na mata ko, matanda na ako eh. Tapos ayan, intersection, no? Oh, pula, tingin naman pula. Hoy, lumampas na naman kami. Lumampas na naman kami. And she's just thinking. Ito, 3rd intersection. Pula na naman, I'll see. Baka talagang, malabo lang mata ko. Uy, lumampas na naman kami. Hala, sinabihan na niya si Letty. Letty, sigurado ako, we passed 3 red lights. Hindi tayo huminto. Dere-derecho. Si Letty naman, ay, ako pala nagda-drive? Yung sa tanda na ba niya, yung... Nakalimutan niya, siya pala nagda-drive. Kapatid, minsan, nakakalimutan mo, ikaw nagda-drive ng buhay mo. Totoo yan. Yung pag may palpak, you've got a failure, a big failure. Ay, ano mang gagawin ko? Nako, nag-fail. Ay, nag-fail. Ay, nag-fail. Yun lang. Does not take responsibility and say, nag-fail. Teka muna, anong pwede kong gawin? I'm in charge. Kung hindi ako kikilos, walang mangyayari. Ako, I am holding the steering wheel of my life because God has made me the driver. He's my co-passenger, he's my co-pilot, he owns my life, but he has given me the responsibility. You know, one time my son approached me and he said, Daddy, you're going out of the house too often. You know, he's saying that basically I travel too much, which is true. But you know, I try my best to have a weekly date with my son. I try my best to talk to him and to play with him every day. you know, with Pokemon cards or whatever other kind of game we can play every day. But then, you know, in spite of all of that, he comes to me one day, just a few weeks ago, and he says, Daddy, sobra lang marami kang labas. You go out too often. For me, that's a failure. And you know, when he said that, I said, I'm in charge here. I can't just say, anak, wala tayong magawa, ganyan talaga buhay. No, I'm in charge. I have to do something about this. And so what I did, he kasi perception yan eh. Perception niya, lagi akong lumalabas, parang wala ako sa buhay niya. And so I decided, I'm going to do something about it. And one of the things I did was, I lengthened my weekly date with him. You know, every week we go out, you know, we eat Jollibee, he likes his burger steak, and we chit-chat. Then we go home. You know, after he told me that, I said, hindi pwede to. Hindi pakinabaguhin ko yung perception niya na lagi akong lumalabas. So what I did was I said, you know, after Jollibee, let's go to a toy store. And so we played with all the toys in the world, you know, and wala akong binili. Laro lang kami doon, laro. After that, I said, let's now go to time zone. So doon sa time zone, yun, kailangan mag-gumastos doon sa time zone. 10 pesos lang, pwede, 10. Ay, 12 ba yung ano, isang game? Ayan, so naglaro kami sa time zone. Pagkatapos doon, sinabi ko, anak, power books. Paborito niyang lugar, power books. Punta kami sa libro. He's 6 years old. You know, we spent about close to 2 hours in power books. Just there, seated on the floor, reading books together. You know? And yun yung pag-uwi niya, yung I felt na parang nagbago yung perception niya. Ay, may oras pala si Daddy sa akin. Alam mo, you have to take charge. Sabihin niyo nga, I'm in charge. Pag may problema, anong sasabihin mo? Everybody say this, God is with me, I'm in charge. Pag may problema, huwag ka maghintay. Ay, may problema. Ano kaya? Sino kaya tutulong sa akin? Tulungan mo ako, may problema ako. Hindi! Say that, God is with me, I'm in charge. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, God is with you, be in charge. Key number 3, claim your ROI from every failure. Return on investment. Rules of being human. Number 1, you will learn lessons. Read that for me, please. What's rule number 2? There are no mistakes, only lessons. You got that? You got that? No mistakes, just lessons. 3, a lesson is repeated until it is learned. Tama? What's rule number 4? If you don't learn the easy lessons, they get harder. And you're going to have bigger and bigger mistakes and bigger failures if you don't learn. What's number 5? You'll know you've learned a lesson when your actions change. Amen? Hallelujah. Mary Kay Ash, together. For every failure, there's an alternative course of action. You just have to find it. When you come to a roadblock, take a detour. Here's key number 4. I love this. Feel the fear, but fail anyway. You got that? Pakisabi sa katabi mo, feel the fear, but fail anyway, and you will succeed. Amen? Ray Bradbury, living at risk is jumping off a cliff and then building your wings on the way down. And sometimes that's how we do it. You know, people criticize me for acting too fast. I've got an idea, and I implement right away. And people say, sobra naman yan, Bob, asyadong mabilis. But you know what? I know myself. If I don't start, it will never be done. I've got to start something, or else hindi ko magagawa. I'll always postpone for a better time, when conditions are better, if everything is in place. Brothers and sisters, that time will never come. You start, and you start now. You know, you'll stumble, you'll struggle, it'll be imperfect, but you start. And then along the way, improve and improve and improve and improve. You know, a month ago, we started Preacher in Blue Jeans. Have you watched the show? How many of you have watched the show? Preacher in Blue Jeans. Konti pa lang. Preacher in Blue Jeans is a daily reality TV show. It's on my website, www.bosanchez.ph. That's where it is. Click on Preacher in Blue Jeans. Every single day, I have a new episode. I bring the camera with me, and I you know, when I talk to someone, the camera is there. When I preach, the camera is there. And so you have a daily, brand new, fresh episode every single day in Preacher in Blue Jeans. It started November 1, so we're now 1 month old. One brand new episode every day. You know what? You know why we did that? You know, we said, I'm willing to make mistakes for this whole month. I'm willing to commit mistakes for the next month, so that a time will come, we'll perfect the craft, we'll be able to do it in the best way. I want you to look at my website and be very blessed. And go there every day. There's 30 minutes of a brand new episode where you can be inspired. But my point is this. You must be willing to be foolish. In fact, this is my point here. Mark Twain, I had lived a long life and had many troubles, most of which never happened. Fear means, together, fantasized experiences appearing real. F-E-A-R. Read that again, please. Key number four, feel the fear, but fail anyway, and you will succeed. Five steps. Number one, you're afraid to look foolish. That's where it all begins. You're afraid to look foolish. Number two, you look foolish. Number three, you're actually foolish. Number four, you gradually become successful. Number five, you're called a genius. Parang hindi niyo nakuha. Nakuha niyo ba? That's how all success begins. You're afraid, you look foolish, you're actually foolish, and then you're called a genius. Amen. Can we all stand? I just want to share something to you before we pray. Haven't you noticed, brothers and sisters, in the Bible, you've got a bunch of failures there. They're not perfect guys. When you look at Abraham, the great patriarch, Abraham lied through his teeth, told the king that Sarah was not his wife. Sarah was his sister, manipulating the whole circumstance, the situation. Moses, Ten Commandments. Couldn't go in front of a crowd without stuttering. Aaron, his brother, you know, supposed to be the priest, tells the Israelites to make a golden calf to worship. David, the great king, what does he do? Commits adultery with Bathsheba. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Peter, the first pope, the head apostle of all apostles, denies that he knew Jesus 3 times. James and John, you know, John the beloved, was a hot-headed guy who he wanted to annihilate a whole town just because they rejected them. All of these are failures. And yet we have a God that specializes in making failures champions. We have a God who looks at a failure and says, that's okay, rise up. I'm going to make you a champion. Brothers and sisters, you have failed in your life. Amen? You have failed many times. You have sinned many times. You have failed in your spiritual life. You have failed in your career. You have failed in your job. You have failed in your family. But the end is not over. Because you worship a God that specializes in raising up failures. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? I've got news for you before we pray. I want to say this. The biggest, greatest failure in the universe is also the biggest, greatest success in the universe. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. The greatest, biggest, most ultimate failure is the King of all kings hanging on a dirty cross, slaughtered as a common criminal. That's the biggest failure. Jesus on the cross. And yet that biggest failure is our biggest success. Because it is by the cross of Jesus that we are saved and we are brought into a relationship with God. Jesus failed forward. And He invites us to fail forward and to keep on failing forward. and not ever to give in to fear, but to be in charge, because God is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, lift up both hands up in the air as a symbol of openness to the Pacific Ocean of blessings in this universe. Say this after me. I am open, Lord, to all that You want to give to me. Grace me now with Your Holy Spirit, with Your power, with Your healing, with Your joy, with Your miracles, with Your love. I receive it right now. In my failures, You will raise me up. You will make me a champion. You will anoint me. You will commission me. You will transform my failures into victory. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I ask You for a special blessing upon every person praying with me in this entire theater. Lord God, do not miss one soul. You are here. You walk amidst the aisles, and You touch every heart, and You bless every person, and You transform their defeats into victories. I pray right now, Jesus, come. Raise them up, Lord, and show them as a testimony to the world that You are a God who raises up failures and make them champions. In Jesus' name. Yes, Father, come. Bless them now. I command the blessings of God to fall upon you. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. You have many debts. Kayo na maraming utang. Maniwala ka na ang Diyos ay kapiling mo at lalabas kayo sa preso na yan. In Jesus' name. Some of you are in bondage to sin. And in Jesus Christ's name, I ask you to stand up in the presence of God and hold on to the victory that is yours through the cross of Calvary. Believe, makakawala ka sa rehas na yan. In Jesus' name. Some of you are praying for a victory in your business or in your career. In Jesus Christ's name. You have failed many times, but use that failure now to stand up again and stand up again and stand up again until, everybody say that, until I become a champion. I will keep on standing up because God is with me. And I am in charge of my life. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. Give the Lord a big hand, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 Praise. Praise. Honor. Glory. Thanksgiving. Praise you. Glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you now to be extra generous and give to the Lord. Give to God and worship Him by your love offering. The baskets will be passed.
Restores me again.